हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः। All verses must be in your memory by the time you complete this chapter, the third chapter verses. Pujya Swamiji used to say, if you try to understand and the Shraddha repeatedly were given to the study of Bhagavad Gita, trying to understand, and that itself will enable you to tap Bhagavan's grace. At one point, you can't help, you will be blessed with the clarity. You can see at least clarity getting enhanced. Okay, read once, read second time, read third time. Not simply reading the verses. Of course, trying to understand the unfoldment of each verse, what Bhagavad Gita says. You can't. Studying Bhagavad Gita itself will tap Bhagavan's grace that somehow, some point when the Parabdha gets neutralized, definitely you will have understanding. So the study must be done with the Shraddha. Of course, your Shraddha is there. Prayerfully it must be studied. Hey Bhagavan, hey Krishna, that may your vision, may Shastra's vision become my vision. May you bless me for that. That prayer and we must study the Shastra. Okay. Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha. Atha Karma Yogo Nama Tritiyodhyayaha. Arjuna Uvacha. जायसी चेत् कर्मणस्ते मता बुद्धिर्जनार्दन तत्किं कर्मणि घोरे माम् नियोजयसि केशव व्यामिश्रेणेव वाक्येन बुद्धिं मोहयसीव मे तदेकं वद निश्चित्य येन श्रेयोऽहमाप्नुयाम्। श्रीभगवानुवाच लोकेऽस्मिन् द्विविधा निष्ठा पुरा प्रोक्ता मया नघ ज्ञानयोगेन साङ्ख्यानाम् कर्मयोगेन योगिनाम्। न कर्मणामनारम्भान्नैष्कर्म्यम् पुरुषोऽश्नुते न च सन्न्यसनादेव सिद्धिं समधिगच्छति। वि अण्डर्स्टुड् यस्टर्डे सिद्धिं न समधिगच्छति सन्न्यसनात् एव। इट् ईस् ज्ञानं ज्ञानं ज्ञानम् ओन्ली अटैनिङ्ग् विच् अ पर्सन् अटैन्स् सिद्धि। A person attains success in terms of moksha. Jnanena siddhim prapnoti. Natu kevalena. ಅದು ಕೇವಲ ಸನ್ಯಾಸೇನ, ಕರ್ಮ ಸನ್ಯಾಸೇನ, ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ರಿನೌನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಅಟೈನ್ಡ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ, ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಟೈನ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಮೇನ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಲೈನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ಯೆಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ದಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡಕ್ಷನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಶಂಕರ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದ ಸೇಡ್ ಕಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಕಾರಣಾತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಾತ್ ಏವ ಜ್ಞಾನರಹಿತಾತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಸನ್ಯಾಸಾತ್ ಏವ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಂ ಇಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಲ್ ಟು ನೈಷ್ಕರ್ಮ್ಯ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾಂ ಮೋಕ್ಷಂ ಪುರುಷಃ ನ ಅಧಿಗಚ್ಛತಿ ಇತಿ ಹೇತು ಆಕಾಂಕ್ಷಾಯಾಂ ಆಹ. With the doubt regarding the reason why, what is the reason a person does not attain moksha in the form of naishkarmyam or naishkarmya siddhi? Naishkarmya siddhi itself means what? Accomplishment of moksha. It's a beautiful book, Naishkarmya Siddhi. Okay. So, ನೈಷ್ಕರ್ಮ್ಯ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾಂ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಂ ನೈಷ್ಕರ್ಮ್ಯ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ದಿ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ ದಿ ಅಕಾಂಪ್ಲಿಶ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಟೈನ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಬೈ ಮಿಯರ್ ರೆನೌನ್ಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಮಾತ್ರಾತ್ ಏವ ಜ್ಞಾನರಹಿತಾತ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಮಾತ್ರಾತ್ ಏವ ನೈಷ್ಕರ್ಮ್ಯ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾಂ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಂ ಪುರುಷ ಕಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಕಾರಣಾತ್ ನ ಅಧಿಗಚ್ಚತಿ. ವಾಟ್ಸ್ ದ ರೀಸನ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಟೈನ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಬೈ ಮಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ಸೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಇತಿ ಹೇತು ಆಕಾಂಕ್ಷ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ಕ್ವರಿ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ರೀಸನ್. So, the answer is given in the fifth verse. Nahi kaschit kshanam api jatu tishthatya karma krit karyate hyavashah karma sarvah prakruti jair gunaihi. So, being born in this world as an ignorant human being, none remains nakaschit, kaschit someone, nakaschit none. None indeed remains as a non-performer of actions, even for a second, even for a fraction of second. Why one does not remain without doing any action, even for a fraction of second? Because ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಜೈಹಿ ಗುಣೈಹಿ ಸರ್ವಃ ಅವಶಃ ಕರ್ಮ ಕಾರ್ಯತೆ. ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಲೆಸ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ದಿ ಗುಣಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ. ಎಸ್ ಡೇ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ ಟು ಯು ಗುಣಾಸ್ ಸತ್ವಗುಣ ರಜೋಗುಣ ತಮೋಗುಣ ತ್ರೀ ಗುಣಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಟ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ attributed to the manifested powers, the manifest powers. Jnana Shaktihi manifested is given the name Sattva Guna. Kriya Shaktihi manifested is given the name Rajoguna. Dravya Shaktihi manifested is given the name Tamoguna. Three gunas are nothing but three names attributed to the power, manifested powers of Maya, the Prakriti, the matter. Therefore, the entire cosmos is nothing but, is when you say Maya Karyam, the entire cosmos is Prakriti Karyam, means Prakriti Guna, Gunaha. So the everything in this universe, every body, mind, sense complex, every cell, everything here, everything except the abstract, formless reality, pure consciousness, existence implied by the term Atma or Brahma, everything else is endowed with the three gunas. There's nothing which is free from three gunas. But the proportion of gunas may differ from object to object, thing to thing, person to person, mind to mind. In predominance of gunas, the difference may be there, but there's nothing which is not endowed with three gunas. So the three gunas are there. And the three gunas being there, naturally, everyone is impelled to do some action or the other. Everyone is made to do action helplessly. One does not have any say over. We cannot go against the nature. We can't swim against the current. So it's very natural for everyone to be inclined to do something or the other and impelled to do something or the other. Atma is the only one which is nirgunaha. Atma is niguna, nirgunaha. Atma being attributeless, being Atma being free from these three gunas, Atma is of the nature of actionlessness also. No action is possible without the blessing of Atma in the form of presence, existence. Atma by itself is not doer of anything. Atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness. This we understand. So, this is the literal meaning of the mantra. And we start seeing the Bhashyam. Nahi yasmat kshanamapi kalam. Because of the reason, yasmat means what? Due to the reason that kshanamapi kalam, even for the time, even for a second, the time, the tiniest period of time, even for a second, kshanamapi kalam, jatu eva, kadachit, kaschit tishtati, someone remains, akarmakrit san, remaining as the non-doer of actions. Akarmakrit, karmakrit means doer of actions. Akarmakrit, the non-doer of actions. So remaining as the non-doer of actions, none remains ever, even for kshanam, kshanakalam. Kasmat, why? Karyate, why one does not remain without doing any action? Karyate, everyone is made to do. Karyate. See, kriyate is done. Swayam na karoti, gunaha manushyam karayanti. Gunas make a person do. So everyone is karyate. Everyone is made to do. Karyate. Indeed. Yasmat. Avashaha eva. Helplessly only everyone is made to do karma. Avashaha eva. Sarvaha prani karma karyate. Helplessly, everyone is made, every being, every sarvaha prani. So, prani means any living being is a prani. Here, especially every living being, but here, many, many human beings, sarvaha prani, every being is made to do karma. Prakriti jaihi, mean what? Prakriti taha jataihi. Prakriti taha, pancham yarte tasam. Okay, the ta pratyayanta comes. Prakriti taha jatehi. Prakritehe jatehi. Sattva rajas tamobihi gunaihi. Prakritehe jatehi. Sattva rajas tamobihi gunaihi. So by the gunas of prakriti, gunas born of the prakriti, in terms of sattva rajas tamo gunaha, every being, every prani is made to do karma helplessly. Therefore what? none remains without doing any action even for a second. So, if a person is predominantly sattvic, if a sattva guna pradhanaha purushaha, if a person is, everyone has all three gunas, if a person is predominantly sattvic in nature, in keeping with the predominance of sattva guna, his inclination will be different, the choice of actions will be different. That's all. If a person is predominantly rajasic, according to the predominance of rajoguna, a person's inclination will be different, so his choice of actions will be different. Things of interest will be different. Person is predominantly tamasic, rajasic, but backed by tamoguna, then he'd be completely different. His inclination will be different, and his choice of actions will be different. His things of interest will be different. His mental, even prepared will be different. So according to the predominance of the gunas, given the nature of the person, everyone is made to do something or the other. The things, actions are different, interests are different, but none remains without doing anything. A person is predominantly tamasic, backed by rajas also. Then naturally, his interest will be completely different. Sometimes people may be very dull and lazy, not interested in anything, but still they'll be doing something or the other. So, none remains without doing any actions. Even if a person controls and using his strong will, a person remains without doing anything physically. And the more the person remains physically inactive, the more mentally he'll be very active. Therefore, this is how the gunas are. This is the nature of the gunas. Everyone being constituted of gunas, being endowed with the gunas, thus none can remain without doing any action even for a fraction of a second. So, rajas, sattva rajas tamobihi gunaihi. Okay. So, why a person chooses to be a teacher? How is it possible for one to think of, anyway, suddenly a person ends up becoming a teacher, a lecturer in a college or teacher in a school. A person becomes a banker. A person becomes interested in business. A person goes for manufacturing, managing many people. Some people go for some, other works. So some people are inclined more for only physical laborious work. And some people are given to the work which involves a lot of mental strain. Why? This difference is in activities, but it's all because of the difference in the predominance of gunas. Therefore, there may be difference in the choice of activities, the inclinations, but there's no choice about doing something. Everyone has to involve oneself in something or the other. Therefore, what does Shastram do? Who can be actionless person? Who does not need to do any action? Only a jnani. Atma jnani, Brahma jnani does not need to do any action at all. And without performing the action also, he can be a person, he can be just himself. But even if as a jnani, because of parabdha, if a person is involved in activities also, a jnani's karma is a falsified karma. It's a karma abhasaha. It's a non-binding karma. And his non-binding falsified actions will be for the lokasangraham, the well-being of society, welfare of the society, welfare of other people. And Jnani's actions do not produce punya papam. The non-binding, because Jnani is free from doership and enjoyership, and Jnani's identity is not with the body, mind, sense complex. In spite of being endowed with the body, mind, sense complex also, Jnani's identity is with Atma. Therefore, without doership and enjoyership, a Jnani is free, and is therefore his karma is non-karma abhasa, falsified karma. He is not bound by his karma. And such, even the such karma will be for the lokasangraha, lokakshema, for the welfare of the world. Whereas Ajnani cannot help. Jnani need not do, but even if a Jnani does also, nothing happens. Because Nirguna Atma, his identity is with the Nirguna Atma. But Ajnani, his identity is with Saguna Panchabhautika Karyakarana Sanghata, body, mind, sense complex. If a Ajnani does not do the karma, he'll go mad. That is why Shastram presents the prescribed duties, vihita karmani, avihita karmani, patishiddha karmani, kamya karmani, payaschitta karmani. So Shastram presents all these karmas so that a person can involve himself in appropriate relevant actions. Again, dharmas differ also. As a brahmachari, duties are different. As a grihastha, duties are different. As a vanaprastha, duties are different. Sannyasi duties are different. So in keeping with the ashrama, in keeping with the varna, then also one's own nityanaimittika karma as a Vaidika, everyone has one's own prescribed, ordained duties. And following, while doing those duties, fulfilling one's responsibilities in conformity with dharma, with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan, becomes a preparatory discipline. Then the person's emotional well-being is taken care of. Physical well-being is taken care of. So that he will know how to handle situations, how to go about in life. Without becoming mad, a person can live. Without becoming insane, he can live his life intelligently. In Pooja Swamiji's language, living one's life intelligently means living the life ordained by the Shastra. So, when a person lives his life ordained by the Shastram, he becomes choicelessly prayerful, choicelessly worshipful. He becomes an ethical person, he becomes a religious person, he is a spiritual person, and he is focused on mental preparation. He does, at the same time, he can fulfill his desires in conformity with dharma. And this is how his emotional well-being is taken care of. That is how his growth, emotional maturity is taken care of. So when a person becomes adequately mature, and we can see how the person discovers viveka vairagyam, and how gradually this living a clean life serves its purpose, the person becomes eligible for following the discipline of jnana yoga. Effortlessly, a person goes through sannyasa mentally. Some people may express their dispassion, the maturity in the form of taking life of sannyasa, or even living as a grihastha also, one can go through sannyasa mentally, still one can attain jnana. So one can make this life meaningful, successful. If we do not do what should be done, do not follow the Vedic way of life, we ourselves do not know what we should do. And naturally, any human being, having all one's decisions, conclusions, based on erroneous perception, caused by ignorance, would end up doing wrong things. And having artha-kamas as the ultimate goals, this is how a person who is not exposed to teaching or one who does not follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastram and ends up a person of ashastriyam karma, a person of actions which are not acceptable for the Shastra. That's how the whole life will become, gets the whole life gets ruined. Therefore, we learned in second chapter how dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kamaha kamat krodho bijayate krodat bhavati sammohaha sammohat smriti vibhramaha smriti bhramshat buddhinashaha buddhinashat pranashyati. It will result in pranasha. Why? It is impossible to manage one's emotions when a person comes in contact with external world of objects through perception. When a person thinks, perceives the objects and thinks of, dwells upon the objects, and naturally he develops desires for those objects. He does not know how to manage his desires, and the desire causes other emotions such as anger, etc. Finally, it will ruin his life. Pranasha is what? Even losing the very capacity to know one's own existence. Losing the capacity to know one's own existence is the pranasha, becoming insane, is the worst condition. If a person does not know why people go mad, why people become insane and different, even though you know people don't get chained, still people are not normal mentally. A lot of emotional issues, depression, dejection, and result different degrees of mental disorders. It's all because of the lack of management of one's emotions. It's ignorance being the root cause of this very birth itself. And everything is governed by the gunas. Therefore, if a person follows the Vedic way of life, and he knows how one has to go through the Karma Yoga first, one can become prepared, then one can go through the discipline of Jnana Yoga, and gradually one can accomplish the end by attaining Jnanam. Otherwise, it is not possible. Prakrutitaha jataihi attrajastamobihi gunaihi agnyaha iti vakyaseshaha. Agnyaha means what? An ignorant person. So here, agnyaha iti vakyaseshaha. Yato vakshyati. Gunaihi yaha na vichalyate. Gunaihi yaha na vichalyate. See, this is the verse from Bhagavad Gita, the 23rd verse of 14th chapter. Gunaihi na vichalyate. The person is not shaken by gunas. Who is not shaken by gunas? Only a jnani is not shaken by gunas. Whereas, agnyaha, an ignorant person, is easily shaken by gunas, disturbed by gunas, becomes the, puppet in the, that he is made to do by the gunas. And jnani is not moved, shaken, disturbed by gunas. Because jnani is the one who has mastery over gunas. Gunatitaha nirgunaha Because for him, Nirguna Atma is his Swarupam. Therefore, he is not disturbed by gunas. He can remain without doing anything. And even if he performs something also, he has no kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. And if he does something also, definitely it will be for the loka sangraha. Whereas agnyaha, an ignorant person, vakya sesham is what we have to say, that is not there in the word. So ignorant person is made to do karma, not a jnani. Therefore, iti sankhyanam prithakkaranat. Sankhyanam prithakkaranat. Due to the separation of sankhyas. Sankhyaha are here. Vidvat sannyasinaha. The people of renunciation and who have this knowledge, the sankhyaha, they are separated. Ajnanam hi karma yogaha. So people who have gone through the discipline of karma yoga, who have become adequately prepared, who discovered this passion, who have viveka, the way who are dispassionate, therefore who have distraction free attention, so who can focus in listening, focus in reflecting upon the teaching, who can dwell upon the teaching, who can be contemplative. Such people, sankhyanam, prithak. So their sankhyas are different. For them, karma, they need not follow the discipline of karma yoga. Ajnanam evahi karma yoga. Ajnanam evahi karma yoga. So karma yoga is only for ignorant people, ajnaha. People who have not yet gone through this, in spite of going to discipline of jnana yoga also, if people are not convinced of the swarupam being atma, then still they ajnaha. They listen and listen and listen for a long time, but still there's no conviction of the swarupam being atma. So, ajnaha. So, for ignorant people, ajnanam eva, for such people, because what is the problem? Understanding the teaching, assimilating the teaching, because there's no focus. There's no focus attention. There's no single pointedness. Because there's distraction. Why they're distracted? Distracted towards other things also. They come to the class, but distraction is there toward other things also. Why distraction? Still, vairagyam is not firm. The degree of vairagyam is not adequate. Because discriminative understanding itself is not very clear. In spite of having discriminative understanding also, vairagyam doesn't become firm because the pratibandha, obstacles, prarabdha papam is in the form of obstacles. So pratibandhas, obstacles caused by prarabdha papam. Some prevents a person even to become mature. So they're not able to manage the emotions, very disturbed by the emotions. In spite of having purushartha nischeha also, in spite of knowing the value of jnanam also, in spite of being committed to the pursuit of jnanam also, somewhere the emotional issues are there. So, Shastram prescribes karma yoga. For such ajnanam eva hi karma yoga na jnaninam. So, sankhyaha are either Visha sannyasinaha or Vidvat sannyasinaha. People who have taken a life of sannyasa wholeheartedly for only for the purpose of attaining jnanam, are people and who have already gone through disciplines and who have jnanam. So just they have to live a contemplative life. Such people for jnaninam. Na karma yoga is not for jnanis. Karma yoga is for ajnanam, only for ignorant people. It doesn't mean people who follow karma yoga are inferior. No. People who follow the discipline of karma yoga are not considered to be inferior. People who follow the discipline of jnana yoga are not considered to be superior also. The ultimately goal is the same. In keeping with the mental preparation, they have to follow the respective discipline. Either karma yoga or jnana yoga. For ajnanameva karma yoga, ajnanam is equal to ajnaninam eva karma yoga. Not for jnaninaha, not for sankhyaha. Why? Because as it is said in the 23rd verse of the 14th chapter, a person who has the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of one's own Swarupa being Atma, who is free from wrong notions about the self, who is free from ahankara, who is free from the notion of one's own self being the doer and enjoyer, who is free from doership and enjoyership, such a person, gunaihi na vichalyate, na vichal, he is not shaken, he is not disturbed or influenced by the force of gunas. Because he is gunatitaha, he is a person who has gone beyond the gunas through knowledge. So sankhyanam prithakkaranam means what? Separation. Sankhyanam prithakkaranam means sankhyas are given the choice. Choice means what? That they need not follow karma yoga. They need not do karma. Which means who are the sankhyas? The people who have viveka vairagyam. Thereby, people who are not distracted are able to have their focus in the Shastra study. Therefore, who are eligible for going to discipline of Jnana Yoga. Such people for them, this instruction is not for them, those people. Means this instruction means what? This is not, there's no such rule for them that they need to do. This is not there for jnanis, sankhyaha. So only for ignorant people, this discipline of karma yoga is prescribed because they're very much influenced by the trigunas. Ignorant people helplessly become influenced by the trigunas. They become chased by the trigunas that they cannot help. They have to do something or the other. Therefore, without trying to give up the physical activities, better they plan out their activities and they can work out their plans that they can choose to do karma with the proper attitude as yoga. Because mere performance of karma without proper attitude, without proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan, without being committed to, without commitment to live a life of dharma, and without purushartha nischeha also, mere permanence of karma becomes what? Only karma, binding karma. Whereas karma performed with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan, in conformity with dharma, with the focus on having one's mental focus on mental preparation for jnanam, then that karma becomes karma yoga, non-binding karma. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, jnaninam tu gunaihi achalyamananam, very beautiful, gunaihi chalyamanaha ajnaninaha, gunaihi chalyamanaha ajnaninaha, gunaihi achalyamanaha jnaninaha. So gunaihi achalyamananam jnaninam swataha chalana abhavat, swataha chalana abhavat karma yogaha na upapadyate. So for sannyasis, for sankhyaha who have viveka vairagyam, I have to say sankhyaha means you must remember people of discriminative understanding and dispassion. People of viveka vairagyam, such people, and jnaninam who have the understanding of the teaching, for such people, and people who are not at all troubled by gunas, who cannot be shaken by gunas, influenced by gunas, gunaihi achalyamananam, not chalyamanaha, achalyamananam swataha chalana abhavat, karma yogaha na upapadyate. Karma yoga is not for such people. Why? Swataha chalana abhavat. By very nature of the self, as by nature of one's own self, they are not people who are inclined for actions. Because of maturity, because of viveka, because of vairagyam, they are inclined for actions. Swataha. Swataha chalana abhavat, because by nature, there is no inclination for activity. Therefore, gunaihi achalyamanaha, they are not shaken by the gunas. So what? For them, karma yoga na upapadyate. Karma yoga is not required for them. Karma yoga is na upapadyate. Karma yoga is not relevant for them. Why? Sankhyaha, they have a very clear understanding. What is that? Sankhyaha, having gone through the discipline of Jnana Yoga, having gone through the first steps, Shravanam and Mananam, now with proper Viveka Vairagyam, and with also understanding of what Atma, Anatma Viveka, they had Dharma, Dharma Viveka, and they have Nitya, Anitya Vastu Viveka, thereby they could go through Shravanam and Mananam. Therefore, they have Jnanam, but now Atma, Anatma Viveka. As a result of having this discriminative understanding of what I am, what Atma is, what Atma is not. And they can see, they cannot place I sense in anatma. They're very clear. Anatma, the body, mind, sense complex, which is part of the objective universe, is not the content of aham. Because it comes under the category of the known. Whereas I, as the knower, a subject of knowledge, the content of I is what definitely I must be resolvable only in abstract formless consciousness implied with term Atma. And as pure consciousness existence implied with term Atma, one can see oneself being free from bondage, free from samsara, free from doership, free from enjoyership, free from actions. Therefore, as Atma, Sankhya, with the knowledge of the self, one can see oneself being already free. As what? Aham Nitya Mukta Swarupaha. Therefore, what? As a jnani, with understanding of one's own self being Atma, and one's own Surupam being already free from limitations, naturally there's no dependence on the part of the person on anything for his freedom, for his moksha. The Sankhya is not the person who is dependent on action or the result of action or external situation or anything else in the world for his security or happiness. Because for him, security, protection, happiness is one's own surupam. Freedom is one's own surupam. So the person is absolutely free from emotional dependence. Therefore, Karma Yoga is not for jnani, who is sankhya, a sannyasi, who is not shaken by gunas. And only Karma Yoga is the discipline prescribed for a person, an ajnani, who is easily shakeable by, who is easily influenced by his gunas. Tathacha vyakhyatam. And also, Shankara Bhagavatpada reminds us, what is being said now as an attribute of, sorry, as a characteristic feature of a jnani is not something newly said here, which has been already discussed in the second chapter. Sita pragyasya gunaha. We already understood the wise person's characteristic features in second chapter. And we also understood the nature of the Atma in second chapter. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada reminds us of that particular line. Tathacha vyakhyatam veda vinashinam nityam yayenam ajamovyayam. Veda vinashinam nityam yayenam ajamovyayam. Katham sapurushav partha kam ghatayati hantikam. We have seen Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on this verse elaborated in second chapter. The person who knows the nature of the Atma, yaha avinashinam veda, the person who has discovered one's own surupam being Atma, who has very clearly understood the content of I, the truth of I, the meaning, the substance of the substantive I being pure consciousness, existence implied with the term Atma, the person knows indestructibility is the nature of the Atma. Being indestructible is the surupam of the Atma. Avinashi. Yaha avinashinam veda. Veda, veda, vinashinam. Nityam. வேதா விநாசினம் நித்யம் யயே நம ஜமோவ்யயம். தி பர்சன் ஹூ டிஸ்கவர்ஸ் வெரி கிளியர்லி ஆத்மா ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் சொரூபம் டு பி இன்டிஸ்ட்ரிக்டபிள் அன்பார்ன் இட்டர்னல் டைம்லெஸ், சச் எ பர்சன் டெஃபினெட்லி நோஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப் பீயிங் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் டுவர்ஷிப் அண்ட் ஜார்ஷிப். The person knows the nature of the Atma being actionlessness. Atma is neither the doer nor the enjoyer. Such a person cannot do any action, nor can he activate another person into other person also. So this we understood very well already. The only for a jnani karma sannyasa is possible. For ajnani, who is easily disturbed by the, influenced by the gunas, karma yoga is the discipline which must be followed choicelessly. There's no, Puja Swami used to say, there's no shortcut method. Is it possible for me to do anything else much easier without doing anything? No. There's no shortcut method. Ajnani, the unprepared minded, who is easily disturbed by the, influenced by the gunas, he must do karma and he must go through the discipline of karma yoga. Sannyasa is not allowed. Sannyasa is there only for Sankhya. Sankhya sannyasi, ajnani. Sankhya is a jnani here. Either Visha sannyasi or Vidvat sannyasi, and who are endowed with the qualification of having Viveka Vairagyam. For them, Karma Yoga is not appropriate, not relevant. Yattu Anatmajnaha. Anatmajnaha. So with this, now, தாச்சம் வியாக்கியாத்தம் வேதா விநாசனம் வித் தட் வேர்ஸ் கோட்டேஷன் ஆஃப் தட் வேர்ஸ் தி கமெண்ட்ரி ஆன் த ஃபிஃப்த் வேர்ஸ் இஸ் ஓவர். எத்து அநாத்மஜ்ஞஹா சோதிதம் கர்ம ந ஆரபதே இதி தது அசத் ஏவ இத்யாஹ. Anatmajnaha means what? Anatmajnaha means the person who mistakes the body, mind, sense complex anatma, the inert, material, anatma, body, mind, sense complex as the self. He is anatmajnaha. An ajna, ignorant person, the person who is ignorant of the self, is, if he is ignorant, is okay. As a result of being ignorant, of the self, who helplessly, choicelessly mistakes anatma for the self. So the person who mistakes anatma, body, mind, sense complex for the self as a result of ignorance of the self is said to be anatmajnaha. That person, choditam karma na arabhate. சோதித்தம் கர்ம ந ஆரபதே. ஹியர் சோதித்தம் கர்ம மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தி ப்ரெஸ்கிரைப்ட் டியூட்டி. ப்ரெஸ்கிரைப்ட் டியூட்டி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தி ஆர்டைன்ட் வே ஆஃப் லைஃப். ப்ரெஸ்கிரைப்ட் டியூட்டி இம்ப்ளைங் தி ஆர்டைன்ட் வே ஆஃப் லைஃப், தட் இஸ் கர்மயோகா. Na arabhate. If a person does not perform the prescribed duty, na arabhate, if a person does not begin to do, or the person does not perform his the duties, action prescribed for him, in keeping with his varna, ashrama, etc. I mean, if a person does not live a life of karma yoga, then what happens? Then he will end up doing what should not be done. If a person does not chodhitam karma na arabhate tarihi, achoyatam karma he will be doing. Definitely he will end up doing what should not be done. And if he ends up doing what should not be done, definitely his actions cannot be in conformity with dharma. His actions must be transgressing the universal values. Thereby what happens? His actions become the actions which are prohibited by the shastram. Therefore it becomes ashastriyam karma. The person who does not do the prescribed duties prescribed by the shastram, does not have a life of karma yoga, will end up doing prohibited actions. And without doing what should be done also, the person simply, without being ready mentally, and simply omitting the way of life enjoined by the shastram, or ignoring it, not living life of karma yoga, a person takes a life of sannyasa. Then what will happen? He cannot become mentally prepared because he is not doing what should be done without following the discipline of karma yoga, without performing what is prescribed by the shastram, ordained by the shastram. If a person takes a life of sannyasa, being unqualified for sannyasa, he will not have any benefit. He will not get any benefit by living as sannyasa. And because he is not living life karma yoga, he cannot enjoy the benefit of living life karma yoga also. Therefore, there is no way of becoming mentally prepared. There is no way of attaining jnana. He is nowhere. He doesn't belong anywhere. You know what? He cannot attain any benefit, either in the form of mental preparation, at least. He can attain jnanam also, because he is not eligible for becoming sannyasi. So without adequate preparation, mental preparation, with adequate viveka vairagyam, if a person takes a life of sannyasa, he gives up activities physically, then he will not enjoy the benefit of living a life of karma yoga, nor will he enjoy the benefit of living a life of following the discipline of jnana yoga. Then he does not attain anything. Means the whole life becomes a waste. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, tat asat. Asat, please make a note, the word asat does not mean non-existence. Though asat does not mean mithya or maya, mithya also. Asat does not mean formless, formless. Here asat means inappropriate. That becomes what? Without being mentally prepared, without having adequate qualification in terms of viveka vairagyam, and simply giving up activities, simply giving up activities as a sannyasi, he does not achieve anything in life, but that becomes not appropriate. At least, if a person does not attain mental preparation, does not attain jnanam, it's okay. Instead, what happens? It will make up, it will ruin the person. Why? A person who, as an ignorant person, immature person, if a person does not follow the life of dharma, does not follow the way of life enjoined by the shastram, choditam karma yadina arabhate, the prescribed duties a person does not do, and as I said, he will end up doing prohibited actions. He becomes a person of ashastriyam karma. Thereby he'll accumulate papam. He'll go against dharma helplessly. And going against dharma in due course of time will ruin his life. தெர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் அசத்து தத்து அசத்து. சோ பகவான் சே தட்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் ஹவு தி இம்மெச்சூர் பர்சன் கிவிங் அ பிசிக்கல் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் without following the definition of karma yoga, without doing the needful, will contribute for his own loss. It is asat, tat asat. Therefore, you have to be very, very careful. The person should be aware of the danger involved in not following the Vedic instruction. So Bhagavan Krishna explains in the following verse. He clarifies in this sixth verse. How the unprepared minded taking to a life of sannyasa becomes a hypocrite. கர்மேந்திரியாணி சம்யம்ய ய ஆஸ்தே மனசா ஸ்மரன். கர்மேந்திரியாணி சம்யம்ய ய ஆஸ்தே மனசா ஸ்மரன். இந்திரியார்த்தான் விமூடாத்மா மித்யாச்சார ஸ உச்யதே. கர்மேந்திரியாணி சம்யம்ய ய ஆஸ்தே மனசா ஸ்மரன். இந்திரியார்த்தான் விமூடாத்மா மித்யாச்சார ஸ உச்யதே. அ லிட்ரல் மீனிங் டுடே ஐ ஸ்டாப் த கிளாஸ். யஹா கர்ம இந்திரியாணி சம்யம்ய மனசா இந்திரியார்த்தான் இந்திரியார்த்தான் மனசா ஸ்மரன் ஆஸ்தே. சி தி பர்சன் இந்திரியார்த்தான் மனசா ஸ்மரன் ஆஸ்தே. யஹ இந்திரியார்த்தான் மனசா ஸ்மரன் ஆஸ்தே. தி பர்சன் ஹூ ரிமைன்ஸ் ஹூ சிட்ஸ் திங்கிங் ஆஃப் தி சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் dwelling upon the sense objects mentally but controlling himself, how karmendriyani sanyamya, having restrained his the powers of organs of actions, karmendriyani sanyamya, having restrained his powers of organs of actions, mean what? Without performing physical activities or fulfilling his desires in conformity with dharma, manasa indriyarthan smaran aste, because the person is not yet ready and he thinks he has renounced the actions, he has taken the life of sannyasa, renouncing physical activities, taking the life of sannyasa with the preparedness. Now he does not do any actions. Therefore, what happens now? Karmendriyani sanyamya aste. He remains without making use of the powers of organs of actions in the form of physical activities. But mentally, he is dwelling upon his sense objects. He is not able to withdraw his attention from sense objects. மனசா இந்திரியார்த்தான் ஸ்மரன் ஆஸ்தே, பட் மென்டலி டுவெல்லிங் அப்பான் சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், ஹிஸ் அட்டென்ஷன் இஸ் ஸ்டில் ஆன் சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், ஹிஸ் ஃபோக்கஸ் இஸ் ஆன் சென்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், ஹி இஸ் நாட் ஏபிள் டு வித்ட்ரா தி அட்டென்ஷன். சோ அட்டென்ஷன் இஸ் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் ஹிம் டு திங்க், டிஸ்கவர் தி ஆத்மா, அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா, டு டுவெல் அப்பான் தி ஆத்மா. But outwardly, he is a sannyasi. He has given up the activities. Such a person who is not able to withdraw his attention from sense objects and who is thereby who is not able to place his attention on subject matter of the Shastram, or to dwell upon his Shastram, to reflect upon his teaching. But who has physically given up the activity, such a person, vimudhatma, he is a deluded minded. He has no clarity at all. He has no discriminative understanding. He's a deluded minded. Saha mithyacharaha uchyate. Such a person is said to be a person of hypocrisy. Mithya acharaha yasya. So here mithya does not mean our regular, the meaning of the word mithya. Mithyacharaha means he is a person of hypocrisy. He's a hypocrite. Is not okay. Saha mithyacharaha uchyate. Means outwardly he behaves like a sannyasi, not doing anything. But a sannyasi means he must be able to withdraw his attention from sense objects. He's not able to do that. His still mind is thinking of sense objects. So placing the mind in sense objects and giving up physical activities, a person sits. Such a person is a deluded minded, is a person of hypocrisy. Saha mithyacha, he is said to be a person of hypocrisy. Mithyacharaha uchyate. So karma indriyani sanyamya, indriya arthan manasa smaran yaha aste, saha vimudhatma. Mithyacharaha uchyate. That deluded minded person is said to be mithyacharaha. Actually, Shankara Bhagavadpada is going to explain this anyway. In the comment you're going to see here, Bhagavan Krishna himself compares the karma yoga, the discipline of karma yoga and sannyasa. How does he do it? We'll come back and see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.